Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The bell bottoms are long gone, and Richmond doesn't really have discotheques anymore. But the debate over the Equal Rights Amendment is still going strong, more than 40 years after it was first introduced. Governor Ralph Northam started the session by urging lawmakers to ratify it. Kelly McGinn traveled to the Capitol from Northern Virginia to speak at a press conference opposing the ERA.
Referring only to equality of rights on account of sex, a term which enjoyed a common understanding in 1972, a man or a woman, but does not in 2019. And this would be going in our Constitution, a vague, undefined term.
Virginia's House of Delegates now has a transgender member, Danica Rome. She supports the ERA, and she doesn't think it's confusing or vague.
Shall not discriminate on the basis of sex. Shall not. Period. It's inclusive, and the goal is to be inclusive.
Now, a Senate panel approved the effort with a bipartisan vote, sending it to the Senate floor, so it's already cleared the first hurdle. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.